Miss, I have spoken with your husband, and we have come to a conclusion. When a lady experiences the anxiety such as those you have exhibited recently, you are prevented from completing your wifely duties. Your husband has shown great concern to me in this matter. Fortunately, medical advances have succeeded in producing a solution to your condition. You have what is known as female hysteria, and I am proposing a procedure in which you will be deprived almost entirely of your senses. Yes, miss. You will not be able to see or speak. Your body will be constricted, and I will perform the procedure in a way that the only thing you will feel is release. Of course, pain will be minimal. However, a bit of discomfort is necessary to accomplish your desired goal. I understand that some ladies are much frailer than others. Your husband believes that this procedure will benefit you. I assure you, those who have undergone this procedure have left my facility completely enlightened. You too will step out all anew as a capable, dutiful wife. Oh, have no fear, miss. I've spoken to your husband already. He's agreed to have you admitted this very hour. I trust you understand of his concerns for you. He would only do what is best for you. This is necessary for your health. Do you not want to be well? Then it shall be done. As long as you are compliant, you shall recover. And miss, I must make this quite clear to you. If you attempt to deceive me during your stay, if you intend to fool me into believing that you are cured when you are far from it, I will have no other choice but to correct your misbehavior. Your treatment will be prolonged, the levels increased, and certain discomfort will follow shortly after. I would prefer not to admit you to harsher treatment, miss. Very good. I pray it does not come to that. Let's begin. I'd like to ask you to remove your dress, your petticoats, and your shoes. When you are ready, please join me in the next room. No, do not remove your corset. You will wear it during the procedure. I'll leave you to it, miss. And I promise you, following this procedure, you will feel relief like never before. Ah, miss, there you are. Now that you've disrobed, we are ready to continue the preparations. Yes, we must prepare your body for the procedure. I see that you followed my instructions well. You have not loosened your corset, I presume? Excellent. Now, I'll have you grab hold onto the lacing bar there. I imagine you've used one of those before? Not since you were a little girl. Well, this shall be easy then. Stretch your body upwards, grab onto the bar, and hang on tight. I'll start tightening your laces. They do appear to have loosened throughout the day, as expected. I find that tightening corsets until they've met the back enhances the effects of the procedure. What I mean to say is you may feel more relief later on. Oh, I apologize, miss. I'm afraid I cannot always be gentle with my patients. You'll have to grow accustomed to discomfort while you are in my care. Keep a strong hold on that bar. I do not want to use those restraints on you yet. I appreciate that you are well aware that this is for your own benefit. You have done very well thus far. Deep breaths now. Just a little more. There you are. You are set to rights. Yes, they are incredibly tight. They're supposed to be. Where else would a gentleman place his hand? Do you feel more attractive, miss? Ladies must envy you. And your husband? He's informed me that you've shown less interest in him. Is this true? Yes, well, this is why you are here. I can see that you are struggling. Breathe from your chest. See? The way your bosoms rise. It is enticing. Your husband is a fortunate man. Now, let me help you onto the table just over here. Careful, miss. Your body hasn't fully adjusted to the tightness of your corset yet. Shh, no. You do not need to speak. You are in my care now. You mustn't exert yourself. I'll begin by strapping you down. I know. This can be frightening upon first glance. I'd like to ask for your full cooperation. Spread your legs. Thank you. I will fasten you down so that you do not harm yourself during the procedure. They are quite snug, miss, but it's for my safety as well as yours. Now for your wrists. I can't have you flailing about. That would be nonsense. Finally, the last one around your waist. I appreciate your compliance, miss. I can see that you are ready to be cured of your hysteria. Would you like a glass of water before I place this gag in your mouth? Very well. Open your mouth. Good. And I tie it behind your head like so? Now, before I blind you, I must inform you. If you become lost in your thoughts, I highly recommend meditation. Some ladies have said that this experience has brought them closer to God. Think of your husband, your duties, the woman you wish to become. I'm going to blind you now. Lift your head. There. Nice and secure. I love my patients like this. Not able to move an inch. Completely submissive to me. As all women should be. Now, the procedure can officially begin. Do you hear that, miss? A modern invention, this is. It's the answer to your cure. Allow me to slide your drawers to the side. I'm thankful for their open design. All I ask of you now is to lay still. Breathe, and let the vibrations envelop you. Relax as I place this onto your clit. Yes, a proper reaction. Your jitters are expected, but you must submit. Submit. Yes. Grunting will not alleviate the intensity. Keep breathing through your nose. You'll be grateful to have your screams muffled by that gag. You wouldn't want anyone to hear you in this state. Being the lady you are, your sensibilities are delicate. Yet I believe you are ready for the next level. Such a frail thing you are. To be a woman is to comply. To obey. To succumb to those in possession of you. Your husband has brought you here for a reason, and I guaranteed him that I will cure you. You are distressed. Full of weakness and sensitivity. This is for your own good. Do not fight it. This is why you needed to be restrained. To keep you in place, even as I increase the vibrations again. Do you feel them? Those vibrations pulsing through that fragile little body of yours? I can tell. that you are almost there. Hold it. I want to be sure you're ready for release. Would you mind if I took matters into my own hands, miss? You'll let me do anything for the sake of your recovery? Oh, yes. It shall be done. Allow me to crawl above you. Take this time to breathe. Prepare yourself as I enter you. So warm. Oh, wet. Tight. I told you. Your corset makes you all the more rapturous. You needed this. You needed me. The moment you stepped into my office, I knew. I knew you needed this release. No wonder your husband worries for you. You've been longing for another man's cock. Now, you've finally got it. You've got what you've been praying for. And I know, once you're cured, you'll be longing for this again. And who will you go to for release? Your husband. No one else. You will not be unfaithful. You will not be defiant. You will obey. You will deliver, and you will become the proper lady and wife you were always meant to be. I'm close. Don't fret, miss. This is for both of our pleasures. Oh, I love this. Pumping in and out of you while the vibrator stimulates you. It makes me want to pound you harder, deeper into you. Oh, your body. I can't take my eyes off of you. I love to watch you wiggle under your bonds. Tug all you want, miss. You'll never escape me. Oh, how my cock aches to fill you up. Here it comes. We can both release. Now. Come. Come for me. Come. Well done, miss. The procedure is complete. Let me remove your blindfold and gag now. Wonderful, was it not? Do you feel that you'd be able to please your husband after this? Ah, is that so? Do you believe that your answer will differ once you are released? It seems that you are unsure, miss. I believe more treatment will be necessary to ensure that you are stable enough to return to your home. What? Hey! Open your mouth. I can see that you are not cured after all. No lady in her right mind would protest in such a way. I told you not to deceive me. You are hysterical. You are not ready to leave this facility. From that sudden outburst, I can tell that you need much more of my care. You won't be going home for a very long time.